This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Coming up, Chris is going to be talking about Cody, not Cody O'Connor, the host of Off the Air Live on Saturday nights on LRN.fm, but Cody with a K. It has to do with television and alleged piracy, and we'll get into it coming up here because it's new to me. I had not heard of the Cody application or hardware. I don't know that much about it, and we're going to learn more about that coming up and what it has to do with intellectual property, which we were talking a little bit about earlier, but we're going to go to the phones first here with your calls and thoughts. Welcome. We've actually got Will Coley on the line from Muslims for Liberty, muslims4liberty.org. Hello, Will. You're on Skype.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Am I coming through okay?
Yeah, you're all right. Sounds like some crickets in the background, but otherwise, you're fine.
Well, he does live in Tennessee, and he likes to go fishing, so, you know, might just have some bait.
You know, I have a tribe here as well, so the only way to get any real quiet is to go outside.
There you go. There you go. Well, I appreciate that. So go ahead with your thoughts. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, today we went to the Honor Academy of Knoxville and made the official announcement that in about 6 weeks we are planning to pull up stakes here in East Tennessee and move about 1,100 miles north to establish the Masjid al-Latif and Interfaith Community Center in New Hampshire.
What?
The cricket
really?
Is hearing.
Awesome.
What? All right, so I've got, I thought I had applause queued up here, but apparently I turned it all the way down. There we go. That's huge news.
Yeah.
Will
That's
Coley.
Exciting.
We, of course, had you on the show as recently as the Somalia Fest, where you and some other great activists out there, Ernie Hancock and others, threw an amazing party at the Freedom's Phoenix Dome that they had over there. It was just a lot of fun. It was the very first ever Somalia Fest, and you DJ'd that party for like 5 hours plus straight. It was awesome, and it was just, it's always just so sad to see you go from New Hampshire, because, you know, you're a really talented guy, and I think a wonderful communicator for Islam. I mean, we've had you on the show here a number of times, not physically in the studio, but that sounds like it might be happening soon enough.
Yes.
But we've had you on the air here, you know, on Skype, and the listening audience in Radio Land, I mean, we do kind of a multimedia show. We, you know, we're on streaming on YouTube, we're streaming audio, we're on satellite, we're on 170 radio stations. And people out there in America, they just don't know what being a Muslim is all about. And you do. You've spent many years of your life. What year did you convert to Islam?
Well, it's been almost 10 years now.
A decade. And you were born, was it in Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm from East Tennessee originally.
So you've sort of, I don't know if you came up with this label for yourself, but at some point you told me that you're known as America's favorite redneck Muslim.
Actually, a boss, one of my bosses gave me that. He said, "Now you got to say it right, though." He said, "You're a redneck Muslim because you were redneck first."
You could take the Christ out of the redneck, but you can never take the redneck out of the redneck.
Right.
Something like that.
I think it's really exciting. I didn't know that that we were going to be breaking this news tonight, so I take it things went well, because this was something that you had sort of been talking with us about behind the scenes, about making a move up here to New Hampshire. I don't know how much of it is official as of yet, but because I know you'd been staying down in Tennessee because of a school situation there where you guys had a really great private school for your kids to go to, and that you really liked. But did you want to talk about how that kind of fell apart, or was that not for on air?
I mean, it just, you know, something happened and they weren't accepted to for the scholarship program again this year, and we can't afford to send them really outside of the scholarship program because it's a particularly expensive private school. So with that no longer really standing in the way, we started just trying to decide what we would do next. And you know, this came up, and it was something that my wife and I discussed, and we discussed it with the local community, and they're very, very sad to see us go, but they think this is a great opportunity, and that, you know, if it's there, we should take advantage of it. And we made the announcement today. We raised already, we're raising 15 grand, but of that, we raised about $300 today.
That's a good start.
Well, we have other people that have come to us privately and said, you know, look, we want to talk to you tomorrow or this weekend. Can we give you a call? And usually those are the sponsors that come up with, you know, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. So we're hoping that we'll be able to put all of this together and be up there around the time school starts or maybe shortly after, beginning of September, mid-September, somewhere around there.
And it's your intention to, do you want to kind of paint the picture of what your vision is for, without maybe getting too specific, since maybe the T's aren't crossed and the I's aren't dotted yet, but you're going to be doing something in New Hampshire around a Muslim mosque, basically, right?
Yeah, what we want to do is we want to create a space that offers a fully functional mosque, so that means prayer time at 4:30 in the morning, the mosque is open. Prayer time at 10:30 at night, the mosque is open. And we also want to use that as an opportunity to provide worship space to other small religious communities in the area, because you have small Jewish communities, small Quaker communities.
Hold on a second. You're not going to come here and try to murder all the Christians and destroy every other religion in town? You're talking about sharing space with them?
Yeah, well, that's the plan, is to take this space and, you know, use it as an opportunity to provide other small faith groups in the area with a permanent place they can go and they can hold services, have worship services, come to pray, whatever they want, you know, whatever, within reason, of course, whatever they want to use the space for.
So you won't be conducting any beheadings on the front lawn or in the parking lot?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends on those whether or not, you know, we're allowed to have chickens. Because, I mean, we might be butchering a few chickens, but that'd be about as close as...
That'd be the only bloodletting that's going to be going on the property.
Yeah.
I'm joking, of course, because, you know, people, misunderstand completely Islam, and they believe that it's this religion of violence and that, everybody involved is a psychopath. But that's not the case at all. I mean, the Muslim people that I know are very kind, giving, generous people. I mean, you come every year to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you came to a Somalia Fest this year, and you set up a tent and you feed people. You just feed people who are hungry.
That's also another thing that we're talking about, is since New Hampshire has such horribly frigid winters, and it's the same way everywhere, though. Most homeless shelters kick the homeless people out early in the morning, you know, between 6 and 8 a.m., and they're not able to come back into the building until, like, around 4 or 5 in the evening. So we're discussing creating a warming station, just a place where, you know, you can't come hang out and spend the day there, but you can come in from the cold, warm up, have a cup of coffee, maybe print out resumes or something if you need to, spend 20 minutes or so there, and then, you know, get warmed up and be on your way. And provide that as a service during the wintertime for, you know, the local homeless population, because, you know, that's one thing that is really needed for them, is somewhere during the day that they're able to warm their hands.
Right, and I'm just pulled up some information about the privately run homeless shelter in Keene.
They do have a warming center thing.
Well, on the mission statement of their website, it says that guests are welcome to arrive at 7 p.m. but must leave at 7 a.m.
Now, is there a fundraiser officially online that listeners who might want to assist you with can...
There is. I'll post the link.
I actually sent you a link in a private message just a moment ago.
Okay, great. If you want to talk more, I don't know if you have more, you're welcome to stay if you want. Will Coley is...
If there's no callers, then I've got a household.
Well, there might be. Hang on here. More in
Did
a moment.
Did you know if you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin in early 2010, you'd have nearly $35 million right now? $1,000 in Ethereum in 2014 would be over $500,000. Isn't it time you focused on investing in blockchains and cryptos? Get up to speed on a new digital world of Bitcoin, Ethereum, ICOs, and blockchains. Hands-on intensive investment workshops so you can be confident buying, selling, and trading. Don't miss out. Go to 100xinvestors.com. Use code FTL20 for 20% off. That's code FTL20. 20% off. 100xinvestors.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, SIMBI.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want, and you can do that toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
And we're all here in the studio, by the way, because of this New Hampshire freedom migration that has been going on here now for, well, officially is an organized thing for just over a decade. but as an unorganized thing, freedom-loving people have been migrating to New Hampshire for many, many decades. It is the live free or die state, and while that to some extent is just a slogan, it also to some extent does exist sort of inside the hearts and minds of a lot of the New Hampshire natives, the folks that have lived here for a long time. That really is a thing here. But there has also been this migration of not-so-free people, some statist types, who have come to New Hampshire over the years. And so this influx of libertarians has been pushing the tide of statism back, and liberty-minded people have actually been getting elected here. We've actually got real Libertarian Party members who are in the state house. We had three existing Republican-Democrat members of the state house flip to Libertarian earlier this year. We've had tremendous electoral success with literally dozens of Libertarians, voluntarists, even anarchists getting elected here in New Hampshire and doing their best inside the system to roll back the state. And we've talked about some of those wins. In fact, Daryl, you posted over at libertylobby.info a recent blog post that was just an exhaustive list of the wins that have
and
happened.
And that wasn't even the full list. That was a very condensed list.
Yeah, it's been an amazing year so far with cannabis decriminalization happened here finally. And there's been the Bitcoin Protection Bill that happened here. Concealed constitutional carry, as it's called, is now a thing in New Hampshire. So finally, one of the freest states.
Expansion of therapeutic cannabis wound up going
through. That's right. Big expansions there.
Several expansions that wound up getting compiled into a single bill.
Right, like adding PTSD and some other
chronic pain. Instead of requiring the person to have had an injury that caused daily challenges, if they have an injury or a condition that causes them to have one of the symptoms that might not necessarily be a daily challenge, then they qualify for the therapeutic cannabis. There was also the deregulation of electric grills if used outdoors.
And legalized firecrackers as well. So Will Coley is back with us here from Muslims for Liberty, muslimsthenumber4liberty.org, because it's not just all about political success, in my opinion. It's also about changing, you know, people's hearts and minds and introducing them to the ideas of liberty and peace. And there's no doubt in my mind, Will, that you're a really, you know, principled, liberty-minded guy. You ran for the Libertarian Party's vice presidential nomination, sort of in tandem with Daryl, who ran for the presidential nomination back in 2016. Unfortunately, neither of you were successful because the Libertarian Party nationally is an embarrassing joke. But here in New Hampshire, it's like really successful and has been doing fantastic in just the last year alone. So you're really coming into something here that is already a real groundswell of libertarian action. And obviously you've been paying close attention, Will. You know, how long have you and your wife been talking about New Hampshire as an option?
Well, I brought it up, I want to say, 3 years ago. And when I brought it up, my son had just started this really great private school. We had just found out that he was going to get these this great scholarship and all this other stuff. So it was just like, until a school like that opens up in New Hampshire, it's just a no-go. So we just kind of put the idea to bed, and we continued doing the work that we do and coming to New Hampshire for events and stuff like that. And that was just where we left it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then we got the notification while we were in the midst of the hell that was our attempt to get home from Porkfest.
Yeah, your car broke down and you were, like, stranded in Connecticut for a while.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got ripped off. We stayed in New Hampshire for an extra week. We got ripped off on an event because a venue owner wasn't honest about numbers. We had a breakdown. It cost us $800 and a week to get back on the road. And there was just all of this stuff, and I lost my job. I mean,
I hadn't heard that part.
It was horrible, yeah. And everything just seemed to be pushing us because we found out that there were these really close friends of ours that live in northern Connecticut now, which is like just a couple of hours away from New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we made this whole new level of like of friends and like family-like friends that we you know, we now have in New Hampshire. This year was just completely different experience for us, partly because of all the hardship. And everything just kind of seemed to be ushering us up in that direction. And then on the way home, we get the email that the kids were not accepted for scholarships this year. And I just looked at my wife and I was like, you kind of notice the universe is kind of kicking us this direction.
That's funny because I had joked about that when you guys were broken down. I was like, yeah, this may be the universe hinting that you should have tried to leave.
Right. And so we got home and we started talking about it. And then we checked on the opportunity that was there and we saw that it was an amazing opportunity. And we put some stuff together and we made a few phone calls to see if there was, and, you know, did some polling to see if there was a demand for us to show up. And if there was, would other Muslims follow?
Well, that's a big question because you are talking about doing something really unprecedented, and in my opinion, we need people like you, the instigators, the self-starters, the leaders, the people who are going to come and create something from scratch, to create something new that has never existed before, and put it out there and see what happens. Because you are talking about moving to, I mean, you're a white dude, but a lot of Muslims aren't necessarily, and you're talking about moving to one of the whitest of states out there, New Hampshire. In one of the more white corners of New Hampshire here, you know, possibly in Cheshire County. I know you're looking at some options here. You know, doesn't seem like a particularly, by its demographics at least, place that you would see a mosque popping up. So it's an interesting choice.
Well, my way of looking at it is it's kind of like, it's like with, Kevin Costner. If you build it, they will come.
Okay, and I agree.
We've actually, I've did a little bit of polling, particularly among other Muslim libertarians who live in the U.S., and had a very positive response of, well, that would definitely influence. You know, some of them are Muslims who are already thinking about moving to New Hampshire.
Ah,
and having us come there and open a house of worship, they said, would definitely influence their decision. And then there were other people that were like, yeah, there's certain licenses and stuff like that that are hard to get where I live, and it's easier in New Hampshire. So
that's true.
If there was a mosque and you put there, we would definitely be there within 3 or 4 years. So we have people that are saying, like, look, in 2 to 5 years, if you go there and you establish this community, we'll come, we'll follow.
And looking at Google Maps, it does not appear that there is anything in southern Vermont, western New Hampshire, or most western Mass.
You're talking about
Islamic centers or mosques. There is something in Northampton Mass, which is, what, hour and a half south of here?
Yeah, we'll be the only mosque within a 70-mile radius.
Will, keep us in the loop as this develops. It sounds really exciting, and we put the Launch Good link for your fundraiser up on our Twitter and Facebook. More coming up.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health, and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio, and right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph. Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money." Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free and join us right here. Our number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so you may Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. Should you wish to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, here's how you do it.
Oh yeah.
You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and all you have to do is load up your Amazon wish list with the stuff you want, import that. Oh, wait, did I say shop.freetalklive.com?
You did. I was waiting on you to mention save it purse.
Save it purse. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, too. But,
and then access your Amazon account, put things in, but then...
That doesn't help.
It doesn't, but you've got to put things in an Amazon wish list anyway,
so you might as well
put it into save it purse.
Right, so, save it purse is where you want to go. Saveitpurse.com is how you save big time. Now, shop.freetalklive.com is how you can just shop normally at Amazon and benefit Free Talk Live. Going through saveitpurse.com, Free Talk Live doesn't get as much of a cut of the sale. We get a very small piece through saveitpurse.com as compared to shop.freetalklive.com. But you save big time at saveitpurse.com if you have cryptocurrency. If you don't have cryptocurrency, sorry, you can't shop at saveitpurse.com. So you'll have to go to shop.freetalklive.com in that case. But if you've got cryptocurrency and you're willing to spend it, like Bitcoin, for instance, then saveitpurse.com will save you 10, 15, 20, 25, maybe 30%. 33% is the maximum.
33% off.
When?
Just this past week. It took a week.
It took about a week.
The first
That's
time I did it
for
was like a month and a half, I think.
Yeah, me too. I've had
last
that experience.
Time, a week. And that was for about... $400, I think.
That's a big sale.
Yeah, so.
So you knocked a good chunk off of that price.
Yes. Yes, I did.
And all because you were willing to spend your Bitcoin.
And I did that twice. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Saveatpurse.com. It's real. I mean, this sounds too good to be true. If you're just tuning into Free Talk Live tonight for the first time ever, you're just not buying it. I mean, it's just not possible that you could save 33% on Amazon. I mean, I wouldn't blame anybody for just punching out and saying, oh, that's total BS. These radio guys, they lie all the time. No, this is the absolute truth. I have now nearly almost 100. I think it was at like 98 transactions the last time I looked, which was like a week or so ago. Almost 100 transactions that I have completed at SaveItPurse.com in the last 2.5 years.
I have done 62 transactions.
Yeah.
Saved $572.92.
I will have to say that I probably did more than both you two combined.
Really?
And I only started doing it like within the last 4 months, maybe.
So you're on there.
I avoided it for like a year. And now I regularly purchase like on several times a week, at least.
You need to get your stats.
More.
We need to compare.
I'll have to look exactly what it is, but it's a lot. Like
I want to hear that. When they show you the total amount you've saved, it's like, that's all money that's still in your pocket. That's money you can spend on other things.
Thousands and thousands of dollars I spent from...
You run a big business.
I do.
Think penguin.com.
I do. And
tech stuff. You need supplies.
Some stuff we buy in small quantities that I can get off of Amazon. Now, most of the stuff is not, like CPUs, maybe something like that,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, I pay $300 for a CPU. You know, 15, even if I'm only getting 15% of it off, that's still huge.
That's a big,
because you can't get any lower. You can't find CPUs any lower.
There's right, because the market's very competitive. You know, yeah,
very competitive.
Yep. In that marketplace. And so it really does work. It's no joke. You can set your discount, too. So like you said, it took a week last time to get 33% off. If you're in a rush, put it to 15%, and it'll go usually by the next day.
Yeah, if you need instant, I mean, I have had purchases that take... You know, maybe 4 days, 5 days even.
Right.
With 15%. So I would still, you know, be a little bit cautious. But if you do like 10%, yeah, usually I would say probably it doesn't take more than a day.
And yep. They guarantee that 10% will be fulfilled within 24 hours.
5%, I think.
No, they do a 5% instant,
but if
you set it at 10% or less, they guarantee that it will be picked up within 24 hours.
Wow.
Okay, I did not know that.
Unless they change that policy. I know that used to be the policy.
That is awesome. Purse is just incredible. So save it, Purse. SaveATPurse.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Doug is in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you have a great program. I was listening to the last caller who was talking about traveling to New Hampshire, from New Hampshire, and just tooling around looking for a great place to live. My dad's a retired policeman out of Jersey.
Are you just real quick? Is the radio on in the background?
No, I am in a dorm unit. That is a TV, and that's the best that I could do.
Okay, all right, very good. Go ahead.
Hey, I have a YouTube. It's Doug SITTEL.
Uh huh.
I was working in the county courthouse with some judges that were doing things, erasing transcripts and to cover up some words, and they said to me, look, if anybody finds out, we're just going to throw you in jail. And I'm being held in jail with no trial. And
oh, my God. You're calling us from jail?
Yeah. They told the incoming and outgoing mail, certified mail, I can't get any mail out to the advocates. You can hear all the conversations on the YouTube, Doug, SITTEL. The one that says dragged us to 14 minutes. He says, look, before you prosecute us or anybody finds out what we did, we're just going to throw you in jail. It says talk or go to jail. So it's a pretty tough situation where I just got the I was listening to radio, and I was listening to a guy that went from, you know, just talking about New Hampshire, and I just traveling from South Carolina vacationing to New Jersey, and the judge had his boys just see me, pull me over. I recorded that. He says, what did the guy tell you the other day? If you talk, we would just throw you in jail. So I'm just sitting here with no trial.
So you're calling us from jail. How did you get a phone call out of jail to a toll-free line?
We have a pay phone, and I have an AM radio that I listen to.
Uh-huh.
And once again, you could hear it on Doug, SITTEL, on the YouTube.
You've mentioned that like 3 times now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So when you there's just a pay phone in this jail and you can just dial a toll free number from it?
Sure can.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
news to me. I've never heard of that before. I mean, I'm not denying that something like that could exist.
Yeah. I was down in Charleston. The guy approached me. He said, listen, I'm going to beat you to death with steel pipes. It's the one with the picture of the hand over the glass. And he says, the next step is we're just going to beat you to death with steel pipes and plant a gun and a taser on you.
And this happened to you in South Carolina, and then similar things happened to you in New Jersey.
And then I came back up to New Jersey, and the judge's friend that used to work with all these guys, he said, look, you're going to have to make a decision. Talk, or we're just going to throw you in jail.
Talk about what?
There were some judges I worked with in the county jail or the county courthouse, and they were changing all the transcripts around to make it, you know, the words that nobody could hear what they were talking about. And I had some tape recordings. These people were calling my house, and I recorded it. They said, we're going to call into the judges and fix this case and that case. And they demanded that I give them that tape. So while they were asking me for the tape while I was approached, once again, the guy with the picture of the hand over glass on my YouTube, he says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to beat your death with steel pipes if anybody finds out.
I thought you were threatened with a steel pipe down in South Carolina.
That's right. I moved to South Carolina.
But then you said you went back to New Jersey, and right. You got threatened by a steel pipe there, too?
No. The guy that was in Charleston is a police officer. It's a picture of the hand over the drink.
You really ought to stop hanging out with these people. I mean, it sounds like you...
No, he approached me.
You said you work with judges who are fixing transcripts.
Right. They were handing out.
Why are you hanging out with these people? Why are you working with people like that?
Well, I was,
what's your job? What do you do?
I was a loan officer for HSBC. I had some business for 3 years in the courthouse, and they were trying to change all the transcripts around. You can hear that on YouTube, too. So the last guy, he says, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to beat you in jail with no trial. Talk or go to jail.
And they want you to talk about what?
Did they ever charge you with anything? You said you're in jail right now.
Absolutely not. It's all fugazi. There's no charge. There's no anything. It's just...
So how long have you been sitting in jail right now?
We're going to let him go. Thanks for the call, Doug. He can just keep talking. This dude called before, and he keeps promoting his YouTube channel, which is just basically these lengthy recordings, and I didn't even take the time to listen. And he makes these allegations of what's supposedly in those recordings, but who knows if it's true? Although it did sound like it could have been a call from jail. Like, that sounded kind of like it might have been legit.
Or the crazy house.
It could have been the crazy ward, though. It's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Moments remain here. You can bring up anything you want. We don't know if it's true or not. It's up to you to say whatever you want here on Free Talk Live, and up to the listener to make up their mind about it. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Chris's website. It's thinkpenguin.com, where you can go to get all kinds of Linux-oriented computer stuff. What you got for sale over there these days, Chris?
mostly the same stuff we always have. It's like privacy-friendly computers, basically, and accessories for it, and they run Linux. So
like a laptop, for instance?
Yeah, laptops and desktops and printers and Wi-Fi cards and TV tuners and dial-up modems. And if you can think of it, we probably have
it. And the VPN router.
The VPN wireless routers are probably the coolest thing we've got, because they basically route all your traffic through to a server outside the United States and protect you from bullies, basically, on the internet.
It sounds like such an awesome product, and it's affordable, last time I checked.
Yeah, it's the router, just the router without VPN service is $40.
Amazing.
So, it's not bad, and then there's a subscription you can get, and depending on how long the subscription is.
You guys have a recommended service provider.
Yeah, so we operate the VPN service.
You literally operate it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, to a degree, we don't have control over the infrastructure. But we're moving.
You teamed up with some other.
We did. Well, yes, sort of. Right? We did. But we're actually we're bringing more of that control over to our. We have more control now than we did before.
Good. Over like quality of service or things like that.
Yeah, we're setting up. We have a new setup of servers and. There's
more space, more bandwidth, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, So we didn't have full. So there's different levels of control. Like you can essentially be your own ISP. I mean, theoretically, you could kind of like be your own ISP and run a server, or you could get something co-located, or you can do like there's different setups you can do.
But for the average person, all they need is this Wi-Fi router and then an account with your VPN, right?
Yeah.
So go to thinkpenguin.com. You can learn more about that stuff there. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Peter is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Peter.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm a daily podcast listener, and one thing I've never heard addressed and I'm kind of curious on is – I know you guys are about, no government, kind of running your own show, but how would you address national defense? Let's say a country wanted to come in, let's say Mexico, I'll throw that one out. Mexico, all of a sudden we go, to these little pods, we don't have a government anymore. How would we defend ourselves?
Are you saying that Mexicans would want to come here and cut your lawn, or that they'd want to cut your throat?
Oh, no. I'm saying, let's say the Canadian government, I'm throwing this out, which has a fully militarized, you know, military high-tech weapons. How would we defend ourselves from high technology coming in and taking our country over? I don't understand that.
Well, right now, there's not conscription in the United States, so you know it's an all-volunteer military. There are people in a free-ish society that would say, you know what, I want to provide a defense source of some sort, and, well, they would do it. And if they did a good job, people would say, you know what, I like what you're doing, here's some money.
Or maybe they pay for a service.
Do a good job.
Like a contract, like a protection contract or whatever.
That's one possibility. And here's the wonderful thing. Here's the wonderful thing about freedom. It doesn't have to be centrally planned. I don't have to tell you all of the various ways that services could be provided. But what I do know is that good ideas don't require force. The federal government does not run the restaurant industry. Certainly, there are some regulations, but you know, you drive down the street, you see McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Rally's, Checkers, Hardee's, and a whole host of restaurants. But nobody ever questions how would food wind up getting served? Who would cook the burgers? Nobody ever asks that question because they know that companies find ways to make profit doing this. And if you do a good job, then people will hire you.
So you're saying the market
would
provide.
My question would be, when you're talking about high-tech weaponry, I worked for the out for the Navy, and we did air missile testing. How would, in a small capacity, how would you fund multi-billion dollar protection? How would you fund that?
Well, first of all, how's it funded right now? It's funded with theft. It's funded with your money right now that's stolen from you through the taxing process, and then the government pays probably 100 times what they actually should for that high-tech stuff. It's not the government who makes the missiles and the launchers, right?
It's contracted.
It's private companies that do that, and they get paid big, big money, way more than whatever it is that they're making is worth, because they can get it from the government, so they do. So what would happen if you actually had a competitive marketplace is you would see the prices of these technologies coming down.
You also would not see the budget of the military for, the bulk of the continent at somewhere near $1 trillion a year, because there would not be bases spread all around the globe. There would not be troops all around the globe. There would not be a program dropping bombs from drones in, 5-6 countries right now? So you would not have this huge, vast Leviathan.
Well, sure, but the small government person, Daryl, can see that. They can see the benefit in closing down the military bases around the world, but they still hold on to, a lot of them, the idea that they need the military to protect America.
But they also think that, we need a military that's almost the same. Some of the things they do might not need to be done, but we still need, because we've got to protect the men and women in the drone. We can't just make them unemployed, Ian.
Well, yes, you can.
If we bring all that, and I've actually had conservatives, and I'm using air quotes there, tell me that we can't bring the troops home because that would just screw up unemployment, because you'd have all these men and women that are now unemployed.
That's somebody who doesn't understand, economics. As long as there's relative freedom in the marketplace, those people would be snapped up by folks who are hiring, and, they still need...
Right, and maybe they would actually do productive jobs.
Right. I don't know if we've strayed too far from your original question, Peter. I think another important point to make to you here would be that one of the reasons why a country is possible to take over is because it has a governmental mechanism. It has bases inside its own country. It has targets, centralized targets that can be taken out, that can be replaced, that can be taken over by a foreign threat. If you decentralize, if you take power out of the hands of the state and you allow people to defend themselves and self-organize for their own defense, whether it be through a militia, whether it be through, a Daryl saying, of hiring some sort of protection company to protect you,
or letting it run on Patreon. Yes, there's a possibility, too. Because maybe I don't want to use the same protection company that Doug is using. Maybe he wants a protection company that, you know, just points ballistic missiles at every country in the world. And I'm like, I don't want to pay for that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Peter.
Well, but you guys are talking about, you know, small militias. But when we're talking about high-tech defense, that takes
You've been saying that over and over again, but have you noticed that a bunch of people in caves in Afghanistan did a pretty good job of fending off the most high-tech military in the world recently?
I actually can't argue that. That's a good point.
And they did it also against the Russians, you know, decades before that.
Afghanistan's called the graveyard of empires because every empire throughout history that has attempted to invade Afghanistan was defeated.
Right. The fact is the marketplace is the one, the marketplace is the thing that is creating that technology in the first place. So there's no reason to believe that the market that creates the very technology that you're citing would not have access to that technology in a free marketplace. I mean, think about
that. Okay, well, I was just, I love your show, guys. I appreciate the feedback. I was just kind of wondering what your views on it were.
I hope that helps. And also, take a look at the old quote. I think it's apocryphal more than an actual quote, but it's supposedly like Admiral Yamamoto or something, but it wasn't actually. There's the old quote that, you know, behind every blade of grass, there's a gun in the United States, and that's why you don't want to invade the mainland of the U.S. I mean, for all the high-tech weaponry, if you want to take over a place, if you want to just nuke it into non-existence, then that's one thing.
Right.
You know, there's not much you can do to defend against that except for, you know, having your finger over another nuke. But as far as weaponry...
That's not going to work. You'll still get blown up.
Well, no. The idea is the other person wouldn't launch because they'd be afraid that you would launch the nuke. But as far as...
Assured mutual destruction.
Right, as far as the weaponry is concerned, you can blow some S up. That's one thing. But taking over a piece of land requires troops. It requires men. It requires constant impressing of force, and that's where the average person can absolutely defend themselves, and Americans, I think, would. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Peter.
I appreciate hearing from you, man.
Everybody else that was on hold, sorry, you'll have to call tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.